Yama's back, Yama's back, Yama's back. I'm having a message. It's just not going to be long. As I was meditating, the Most High spoke to me. And while he was speaking, he gave me a insight. Imagine you being a little kid and you was running outside and you slid and you wind up skiing your knee. And you looked down and all you saw was an open wound. So you covered it with your hands and you began to cry because of the pain. And you ran to your mom or your dad, and your mother and dad was just like, "Let me see, let me see." But because of the pain and because of the first glimpse of the open wound, you didn't want to remove your hand from the open wound. As your mom and dad began to beg you, like, "Let it go, let me see," you just couldn't do it because the pain was too intense. What you saw was unbearable, and switching gears a little bit, what the Most High God himself came to me and spoke to me was to let it all go. Let it go. Let go of the pain. Let go of the deceit. Let go of the betrayal. Let go of your financial worries. Let go of those things that have caused you pain. Let it go. Let it all go. And let me take care of it. Let me be in control. You know? And as mom and dad is asking this baby boy, this baby girl, to let the scar go so they can, you know, start the procedure to, you know, clean the womb and heal the womb, you have to let it go. You know? And it's not until you let it go that the healing process can start, you know? And that was just food for thought of what the Most High God himself has, you know, given me a message. And I wanted to share that with you guys on Yama Speaks. And I really appreciate you guys for listening. But for whoever is holding on to those things, it's time to let it go.